husband of mine, and we both love to dream things up and very frequently dream things up together and in each other's presences. And that's one thing I think I'm really excited about in this group coming together is the power of doing that with someone else that's willing to hold space for you to do so. I think sometimes it can be challenging when we're just dreaming something up on our own to really fully embody, you know, our dream and whatever it is that we want to manifest. So to me, that's really exciting because there's I love working in groups also, and so the collaboration that comes together is exponential, and I see that over and over again with my own clients. What can I say about what I do? As Claire had mentioned, I do all kinds of, I'm an artist myself, I'm a conscious creative, and I'm a business coach for a conscious creative, and I'm very much a visionary, and so I'm also constantly dreaming into what I want to create next. And I will claim, I'm also a master manifester. So when I'm dreaming something up, I put it into action and manifest it. And I'm thrilled to be able to collaborate with the group to see what wants to happen next for you, what it is you want to create next in your lives, and put that into motion in an easeful way. I love the way, Claire, you mentioned that the way that this all came together with such ease. And that's one thing I'm really big on in manifesting, it, in a way that I didn't manifest for much of my life. It was more like trying to push a boulder up a mountain. And I do things very differently now, and it's so much more fun. The other thing I want to mention is I'm loving the spaciousness you're creating in this retreat, so that there's a lot of time to explore and learn something new, but a lot of rest and integration time, and I really value that. So I think it's going to be fantastic, and I'm really excited to meet all of you in person.
Wonderful. Thank you, Annie. Yeah, the whole thing about starting this early, you know, I think of a retreat as a discrete thing that starts when you arrive and finishes when you drive away. And I want to approach this really differently. I want it to be this whole experience where I'm imagining even if the enrollment fills early enough on that we could start meeting once a month via conference call and start dreaming up what we want for this retreat. You know, what you resonate with the most, what you want to create space for the most, and then really get down to the nitty-gritty of what is next for you and how we can support you in that in a glorious, plush way. And I have included in the all-inclusive price, there's 4 weeks at the front end where we're just meeting the 4 weeks right before we leave, you guys leave to come over here. We'll meet once a week, but I thought during the rest of the year it'd be wonderful to even meet once a month and start building community and getting to know each other. And then once we actually arrive here on the ground in the village, we're going to be off like rockets because we won't have any of that usual stuff of walking into a room and meeting a room full of strangers where you have to wonder, like, ooh, can I trust her, or am I going to like her, or, you know, the usual thing that we human beings do. And then after the retreat, I'm offering an optional 8-week support series. And if on the retreat you decide that you want to be able to continue receiving ongoing support for what you're dreaming up, whether it's for your creative expression or whether it's for inventing a new business or starting a new life or attracting the love of your life or building a house or whatever it is that you're wanting to do next, then there'll be continued deepening even after the retreat. And so that's really, really delicious for me because I don't just want to hold a retreat. I don't want to just facilitate 7 days. I want to create a community of people who really, really are co-playmates on this grand field of life, and really all of us approaching our lives as if it's one big canvas, that we're the creators of what wants to happen. We're the creators of our relationship with our creativity, our ability to manifest, our ability to feel alive and at ease and healthy and vibrant, whatever it is that it means to really be fully alive and fully embodied and fully human. So it's really a very large automobile. Picture this big low-riding Cadillac that moves really slow, but the seats are really comfortable. So that just thrills me. And Annie and Nicola will be a part of that, especially Annie. And speaking of Nicola, I want to go ahead and find your little microphone and unmute you.
Wonderful.
Okay, Nicola, you are unmuted. So Nicola is a friend of mine who lives about a half an hour from the village here. And I met her three or four years ago when Ken and I came over here for our reconnaissance trip. We were here for a month. And Nicola had placed an ad for some art classes that she was teaching in an English-speaking newspaper. And I said, I'm going to be over there. Why don't I just really have fun and just take some art classes while I'm there? So I emailed her and I said, can I just do some drop-ins? And she said, yes, absolutely. And we started an email friendship even before I left to head to France. And then I took a bunch of classes from her, and we had lunch together several times. And then we've maintained our friendship via email over the intervening years that it took us to get here. And now we're neighbors practically, and she's taken a few of my classes. So some of you know her already from the Big Leap Study Group or the Cosmic Cafe group. And Nicola is a fabulous artist and a fabulous teacher of creativity. And so she's going to be doing some of the components related to that and about opening up to, well, why don't you just talk about it, Nicola? So welcome and tell us what you're excited about participating in this.
Bonsoir, everybody. Thank you very much, Claire. Yes, well, like you say, there's no such thing as coincidence, is there? You and I were meant to meet up at some point, and this retreat is going to be a fantastic opportunity in oh so many ways for everybody. And I love the way you're talking about nurturing it from the very beginning, and building up a community so that, hey, we can go out there and change the world, can't we?
Or at least our world.
Our world, yeah. But I'm looking forward to doing some creative work with people, because it's like you say, you're calling them play shops, which I think is so much more fun than workshops. And yeah. It's play. It's play time.
Who wants to work?
What?
We're on vacation. Who wants to work?
Well, exactly. So it'll be all about having fun, going back to, well, you know, playing, you know, getting your hands in there, in the paint and all the rest of it, and moving forward and hopefully unleashing a lot of your creativity. But it's going to be a very flexible, as Claire was saying, you know, we've still got time to decide specifically which way it's going. So some feedback, some input from the participants would be lovely, so that we can make sure you get exactly what you want. But I am so looking forward to it. Going to be wonderful.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And then, you know, I had this other thought, too. I have a friend who's dialed in tonight, Morgan, who actually was just here for a week. And she was here in the witnessing of the birthing of it. And she's been here, so I thought, I wonder if she's still on the line here. I'm going to unmute everyone. And Morgan, are you on the line still?
Yes, of course.
Yay!
So
I would like you to give an endorsement for the village and for whatever else you like.
The endorsement for the village. Oh, my gosh. The village is, it reminds me of the fairy tales from childhood. It's this magical little castle-y looking tile and cobblestone sweet little village tucked up against these mountains. They're sort of like hills, with a river running right in front of it. And it's just sweet. There's winding, narrow little streets and sweet little shutters. It's old. Didn't you say, Claire, that it was built in 1100? It's very ancient feeling.
Yeah, the tower was actually built in 760.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even fathom.
Yeah. It has no tourist feel to it at all. There's one bakery, a couple of restaurants. It's very calm. The energy is very calm there. And it's just a unique experience. It's not like any place I've been, particularly in France, but just in traveling. Very, very small, quaint, lovely little haven there. I recommend it.
She emailed me earlier and she said, if anybody wants to fly in through Barcelona, she'll meet you there and spend a couple days with you in Barcelona showing you around. So that we may put that on the menu of options for
that's
you.
That's right. That's a way to travel to Claire's area through Barcelona. But having a guide help you with the trains and the schlepping and the connections would be make it very easeful. So I've done that, and I'm up for that. Plus, I'm fun. Funny and fun. You'd be fun. Be an adventure. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Morgan. I appreciate your impromptu village endorsement.
You bet.
Okay, great. Well, so what I want to do is open it up to any questions. I'm going to put you all... Actually, I'm going to keep you in lecture mode, and if you want to ask a question, press star 2, and that'll let me know that you're raising your hand. And know also that the website has got a lot of answers, so many of you might just be waiting to see that. I don't see any hands going up. I'm going to go over to the webcast side and see if anybody's posted a question. One of the other things I wanted to let you know is that I've got about half of the retreat full with people who've said they're coming and a couple of people that have already got their deposits on the way, which is really fabulous. So if you're interested, the benefit of acting before the end of November is that you've got the chance to spend some time with the site and ask any questions. And if you want to meet via Skype or our phone and talk in person about whether it's a good fit for you, you have some time to do that. And one of the benefits is that if you register by the end of November, there's a $300 off the deposit. And the deposit's normally $1,000, so it would be a $700 deposit instead. And the other thing that I'm offering as a bonus is if you sign up before the end of November, that normally your deposit would be non-refundable, period. And what I'm doing is introducing a refund period. So if you wanted to reserve your spot and make sure that you were in, and then think about manifesting the rest of your ability to come later, what you can do is what it'll mean is that you've got until February 1st. So you could put your hat in the ring now with a deposit, but then you'd have until February 1st to change your mind and you would get all of your monies back. And for everyone else who's not registered for this call, I won't be offering that. I'm just going to say it's $1,000 to put your hat in the ring and it's non-refundable. So this way you get the benefit of a $700 hat in the ring instead of $1,000, and you also get the option of having it fully refunded to you if you change your mind between now and February 1st. So you have until the end of November for that, to peruse the site and to talk to me and ask all your questions that the site doesn't answer. And so it doesn't look like there are any questions here. I'm going to say, give you one more chance at *2 to raise your hand. And all of the information that you need is on the site, including the pricing and the registration form. And the way that I've set up the pricing is that it's all inclusive, and each room is priced differently because there's just a huge variety of rooms. I mean, some of the rooms are just gigantic. There's one room that's almost 500 square feet, has a 500 square foot terrace, a private ensuite, bath and shower, three windows, three big French windows, a French door, a giant bed. And then, so that's the most expensive room. And then it goes all the way to the other end of the spectrum where there's a room that's cozy, has two twin beds, and has a hallway bathroom that's shared. So it's great because it'll give lots of different people with different budgets a chance to participate. And you can pick and choose based on your budget and what kind of amenities you want in the room and what kind of feel you want in the room, what kind of a mood you want to create for your experience. So that's basically everything I wanted to cover. It's almost at the bottom of the hour. And so if you have anything else that you wanted to ask, you can press *2. And I'm just going to pop over real quick to the webcast side to see if anyone else has asked. Okay. I've just unmuted. Is that you, Marla?
Yep.
Oh, Marla, welcome. You know, this is great because Marla is the one who's actually been at the front of the line from the very beginning, and her deposit check is already on the way. So I'm glad you raised your hand.
I don't have really a lot of questions, and I figure if the website's going to answer them, I can wait and look at the website. But, I mean, the only things that come to my mind is, will there be laundry facilities so I don't have to pack a whole lot? Or do I have to bring am I bringing my own art supplies and things like that?
Those are great questions. Yes, there is a laundry room.
Okay.
And Nicola and I are going to provide most of the supplies that you need. We will probably have a very, very short supply list that will be easy to pack that we'll suggest that you bring as an optional supplement. But we know that most everybody's coming from the States, and I know I want to have room for my tennis balls and my pillow. So, we're gonna support you as well as we can in just making sure we have everything here for you.
Okay.
Include blender if you want to bring your protein powder and make smoothies in the morning. We won't be making smoothies for you, but there will be a blender there. And
okay.
So,
and I'm all for meeting in Barcelona. I want to make the most of this as that I can.
For those of you who've never been to Barcelona, it is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's the third most visited city after Paris and London, and there's a good reason for it. It's just filled with art. There's art everywhere, and Gaudi, if you have never heard of Gaudi, he's an architect that lives in Barcelona, or he's passed away now, but he's created a lot of the architecture in Barcelona, really wild, playful stuff, really colorful mosaic and organic shapes. And just even walking through town is amazing.
I watched a program on TV recently about it. I thought, oh, that would be such a neat place to go visit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you... Marla, I'd love for you to send that information to me because that would be a link to send out to other people who might be interested in adding a Barcelona component.
I don't know. It was a link. It was a program on TV.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't watch much TV to pay attention to where it was, so I don't know if I'll be able to help you.
That's fine. All right, wonderful. Well, thank you. I appreciate those questions, and I'm going to write them down on and put the answers on the website because I know that other people are going to have those same questions. Okay, well, thank you so much for the gift of your kind attention and your interest in this fabulosity. And I look forward to answering any other questions or talking to you. And I'm available. And I just want to make sure everybody's unmuted here. So you're all unmuted now. So thank you, Annie. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you, Renee and Jenny and Morgan and Kristen and Peggy. And there's like all of you here. But,
Claire, this is Annie. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Are you sending out a link to the website, or can you tell us what that is now?
You're so brilliant. See, Annie's my business consultant. That's great. Yeah, I was actually planning on giving people the website here on the call. It's sweetspotretreat.com.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, sweetspotretreat.com. And I will also send out the link. Okay, well, anything else popping into your mind, you guys?
Bravo, Claire.
Thanks, Morgan. Thanks, Kristen.
That was awesome.
Hope to see some of you next September.
Yes, I shall be there. Guiding the women from Barcelona with my expertise in Spanish speaking.
And an umbrella.
Right.
Yes, I would love to see any of you that feel a call to come. So check it out, sweetspotretreat.com. Good night. I'll say good night. I know it's good afternoon for most of you.
Au revoir, mesdames.
Bye, Claire.
Bye, Claire.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Marla. Bye, Tammy.
Bye, Morgan.
Hi, Claire.
Bye, Renee.
Bye.
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 Bonsoir.